Italy's far-right interior minister Matteo Salvini has called for the formation of a Europe-wide anti-refugee alliance. Addressing the annual gathering of his League party, Salvini said he is thinking of a European alliance which unites all free movements that want to defend their borders. Salvini also said he will tour all capital cities to create an alternative to the Europe he said was founded on, quote, exploitation and mass immigration. The leader of the right-wing party also renewed his stance against the European Union regulations.
To make the wall of Berlin fall down was once unthinkable. The next wall we will break down is the one in Brussels, as we give back to the European people the right to work, the right to life and health, the right to security. The wall of Brussels, I won't say we will use bulldozers, otherwise they will say I'm mean.
Salvini, who has taken a tough line on asylum seekers, has already forged alliances with other far-right European groups. He announced on Friday that the country's ports will be closed all summer to vessels that rescue refugees who try to reach Europe by crossing the Mediterranean. International human rights lawyer Edward Corrigan believes Europe's refugee crisis has its roots in the Western countries' interventionist policies.
But the larger question is why are these refugee flows occurring? And it was when, Italy, Britain and France attacked Libya, the regime change program in Syria, the attack and destruction of Iraq, plus there's attacks on Yemen and in Somalia. And this is the political crises that were created by the Europeans by these interventions and regime change activities, plus the larger issue is the entire economic exploitation of Africa and the Middle East. You know, Libya had the highest standard of living in all of Africa. Gaddafi used the oil to give, people subsidized houses, almost free healthcare, free education, help them when they got married. It was a very, equitable distribution of the resources in Libya. And then once the Italians, British and French invaded, destroyed the country, now the Libyan people have none of these benefits, and the benefits are accruing to European multinational corporations in European countries that are exploiting the resources of Libya and other countries for their own benefit.